5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sorry for Not Being Sorry. We are going to discuss what happened on Capitol Hill with AOC and Republican Ted Yoho from Florida. There was a brief verbal exchange between the two, and I guess AOC got her feelings hurt, so now it's all over the social media and everything like that. But let's look into it for just a few minutes. Okay, this is from thehill.com. Excuse me. This is from thehill.com. And it says, tensions flared on Capitol Hill this week when a Republican lawmaker challenged Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on issues of crime and policing in an unusual and decidedly personal confrontation on the Capitol steps. Representative Ted Yoho from Florida was coming down the steps on the east side of the Capitol on Monday, having just voted, when he approached AOC, who was ascending to the building to cast a vote of her own. In a brief but heated exchange, which was overheard by a reporter, Yoho told AOC she was disgusting for recently suggesting that poverty and unemployment are driving a spike in crime in New York City during the coronavirus pandemic. He continues to say, "You are out of your freaking mind." AOC shot back, telling Yoho he was being rude. The two then parted ways. AOC headed into the building while Yoho joined by Representative Roger Williams from Texas, began descending towards the House office buildings. A few steps down, Yoho offered a parting thought to no one in particular. And this is a quote, pardon my language, but he said, "fucking bitch." Later, AOC said, "That kind of confrontation hasn't ever happened to me, ever. I've never had that kind of abrupt, disgusting kind of disrespect levied at me." Okay. Let me get a drink so I don't have to keep clearing my throat. Okay. Jeez. Let's try that again. Okay. So, little heated discussion, or, you know, heated back and forth between the two. This is not the first time this kind of stuff has happened. It's not going to be the last time that this stuff is going to happen. I don't like AOC. But at the same time, calling somebody a fucking bitch, that part, in my opinion, was just a hair too far. But his comment of telling her she was out of her freaking mind and saying that she was disgusting for recently suggesting that poverty and unemployment are driving a spike in crime in New York City during the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, we talked about this on an earlier episode. AOC claims that the spike in crime, or her term, the uptick in crime in New York, is because people are afraid to pay their rent, and maybe they're having to steal bread because they have to feed their family. Again, that is not where the uptick in crime in New York is happening. Theft is not spiking. Violent crime is. So, I do agree that what she said, I wouldn't call it disgusting. I would just say it was very uneducated. Because, I mean, even Cuomo came out the same day and said that she was absolutely wrong, that the spike in crime was in violent crime, not in theft and petty crime. Now, little ways down into this report from the Hill. Let's see. Well, where did it go? Oh, here it is. It says, on Monday, AOC defended her position, saying she made clear during the town hall that she was referring to petty crime and crimes of poverty. No, she didn't. She said crime. She never specified petty crime or crimes of poverty. Now, when she was saying people stealing bread, yes, that's a petty crime. And a lot of times it is crime created from poverty. I do acknowledge that. But she was speaking of the uptick in crime in New York. And she was trying to make the point that the police have not been defunded in New York. That hasn't happened yet. But what she doesn't point out is the fact that more police are walking off of the job than ever before. And more police officers are retiring than ever before. Retirement in the police departments across the United States right now is at an all-time high. So, she was not talking about just petty crime. She's talking about crime across the board. She tried to backpedal, but she's lying. She's wrong. She can't even get her own words and thoughts in line. The people of the Bronx, please get her out of office. Y'all could do way better than this lady. Now, I'm going to put this clip up. I'm going to play it. I played it on a previous episode, but I'm going to play the entire section of her speaking about crime and police in New York City, so you can hear for yourself that she does not refer to petty crime. And here's the thing. The reason that she even brought this stuff up is because crime overall in New York has spiked. It has drastically gone up. Okay? So I'm gonna play you this clip. I apologize for putting you through it, but I want you to hear it from her mouth. She never specifies petty crime. She talks about crime. So let's listen to the clip, and then we'll carry on.
The City Police Department has not been defunded. Even with these budgetary changes that were proposed in City Council, A, they're not fully enacted. B, they aren't a real $1 billion in cuts. And C, it's not really, these cuts aren't really real. And again, they haven't even happened yet. Literally have not even happened yet. So keep in mind that this uptick in crime that's happening right now is with a $6 billion New York City Police Department budget. So our $6 billion, up to $11 billion, but our $6 billion budget has not prevented this uptick in crime. We have funded more and more, we have shoved more and more and more money every single year into the NYPD, $6 billion. And it has not prevented this uptick in crime. So why, but let's back up. Why is this uptick in crime happening? Let's really think about it. Well, this uptick in crime, you know, the NYPD themselves have told a story that's disproven by their own data. At first, the NYPD, they went out and they said, okay, this uptick in crime is happening because of bail reform, because of all of these reforms that we had now. Wait, but they just released data a couple weeks ago that showed that out of almost all the people who have been found to have kind of committed crimes, et cetera, almost none have been re-released due to the bail reform. Like their actual crime data from the NYPD, not even independent data, disproves their what they're own saying. So why is this uptick in crime happening? Well, let's think about it. Do we think this has to do with the fact that there's record unemployment in the United States right now? The fact that people are at a level of economic desperation that we have not seen since the Great Recession? Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night. Maybe it's the fact that unemployment provisions have not been given to everyone. Maybe it's because of the fact that some people still haven't gotten their stimulus checks yet, or that people have been carved out of stimulus checks yet. We are at a time in this pandemic of unprecedented economic desperation. I will bet the farm that has way more to do with any uptick in crime than the New York City Police Department's budget. Because all those billions of dollars somehow have not prevented the uptick in crime that we're seeing right now. And the definition of insanity is choosing to do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results.
Right.
So you wanna put more money and crime is ticking up, more money and crime is ticking up, more money and crime is ticking up. Why do you expect a different result? Maybe if we rewind, zoom out, and give people repeated stimulus checks so that they feel like they can stay in their homes, maybe we'll see a mitigation of crime. Maybe if we actually funded schools and instead of having 10 cops pat kids down on their way to class, maybe if they had 10 social workers or counselors or nurses saying, how are things going at home? Are you, 1 in 6 children in the New York City public school system is homeless. 1 in 6 kids. How about we care about giving those kids a stable place to live so that they don't feel, you know, that they have to go out? What if we actually funded the summer youth employment program so that teenagers aren't hanging out with nothing to do being teenagers? That is how you bring down crime, not putting 10 more tanks on the damn street. That's not how you do that. And by the way, one more thing, it takes people who hold a curling iron in a hair salon have to go through more hours of training than a police officer does to wield a deadly weapon.
That's right.
If we gave we have given the New York City Police Department $6 billion. If they are choosing not to spend that money on education and training. They are choosing to not make those choices. And so at this point, if you think more money is going to solve this problem, I'm sorry, I have a deep disagreement and I have come to a very different conclusion. And I am of the belief that crime is a symptom of a diseased society that neglects its most marginalized people. And we do not solve that problem with police. Policing can be a band-aid, or it makes some people feel like it's a band-aid, but it is not the solution to crime.
And it's like, you know, and like, did you hear petty crime in there? Anywhere. Other than when she's actually speaking on stealing bread. Even if she was talking about petty crime, that is not what the statistics report was showing anyway. It was showing a spike in violent crime. And you were trying to defend it by saying that people are afraid to pay their rent, which, hey, look, okay, I want to say this. If I lived in New York right now, I would be terrified about my residency because, you know, during the quote-unquote pandemic, people have been protected. They're not allowed to be evicted from their homes, which, I mean, I think it's a good thing, obviously. A lot of people are out of work. But this is going to come to an end. That protection of that is keeping you from being evicted is going to go away. And when it does, the owners of these properties are going to want their money. So, yeah, I would be worried about that. But here's the other thing. A lot of people are going back to work. We need to get back to work. We need the economy to start breathing again, coming back to life. And then she mentions stimulus packages. We cannot afford to pay continuous stimulus packages for our country. People have to go back to work. The money is not going to be there to continue paying stimulus packages. People are wanting to stay home right now because they make more money staying at home. For a lot of people are making more money by staying at home than going to work. And yet you give me $600 a week, I will be more than happy to stay home. I would jump on that opportunity. But it's too good to be true, and it's going to come to an end. And does that really justify going out and committing petty crimes? No. Look, if you live in poverty, you have my overwhelming empathy, and my heart goes out to you. I pray for you. But it doesn't give you the right to steal. I know when people are pushed into a corner, they do what they got to do. But it doesn't make it right. So what she's saying in this video clip is the police are wrong. The police are getting too much money, which she's talking about the largest police department in the United States having a $6 billion budget, which I would be willing to bet that budget doesn't cover what New York needs in their police department. Do I agree with her about tanks? Yeah, I don't think police don't need tanks. Okay. I mean, I don't believe in defunding the police departments, but maybe some reform. Yes. Better training, absolutely. And the one big issue that I agree with AOC 100% is she says that she is for taking away qualified immunity to police officers. I am in 100% agreement with her on that. I finally heard her say something that I agree with. So I really wanted to point that out, because most things I don't agree with AOC, but 100% dead on it, take away qualified immunity. And what does that mean? It means they can't hide behind their badge anymore. Police have to stand and face up to their actions. And the other thing with the qualified immunity is when somebody sues the police department, guess where the money comes from? The people, not the police, not the officer that did wrong. It's the people in the community. Their tax money pays for that. So, the uptick in crime is the police department's fault, because they haven't been defunded yet. None of what she says made any sense other than getting rid of qualified immunity. I'm not going to rant and rave about it. I already have. But the point is she actually said, if you listen to the town hall meeting, I said I was speaking on petty crime. You just heard the clip. She didn't say it. And again, the statistics that were put out about the uptick in crime in New York was specifically about violent crime. This was AOC giving her 2 cents about the uptick in crime because of the reports that had come out. Now, to show you double standard about AOC, let's go back to Amazon. Okay? Amazon was wanting to put another facility in New York, which would have been in her district. It would have created 25,000 jobs. Amazon was going to get a $3 billion tax cut, incentive package, whatever you want to call it. But over the course of 25 years, New York would have made $27 billion in tax revenue from Amazon. $27 billion in tax revenue. You want to talk about putting money towards the schools? I'm all for that. But you just shut down a huge moneymaker for your district, for your state. And she actually thinks that she was doing what the people wanted. Okay, 58% of New Yorkers wanted Amazon to come in. 58% were for Amazon coming into New York. But I'm going to play you a news clip from AOC being so proud that they shut Amazon down. I want you to listen to this. And just listen to the clip.
I'd like to get your reaction to the Amazon decision.
I think it's incredible. I mean, it shows that everyday Americans
still have the power to organize and fight for their communities, and they can have more say in this country than the richest man in the world.
What do you say to those that criticize them pulling out, that you know the district now is going to lose 25,000 jobs that could have come there?
Well, one of those things is, A, we were subsidizing those jobs. So for the city was paying for those jobs. So frankly, if we were willing to give Amazon willing to give away $3 billion for this deal, we could invest those $3 billion in our district ourselves if we wanted to. We could hire out more teachers. We can fix our subways. We can put a lot of people to work for that money if we wanted to. Additionally, those jobs, there was no guarantee that those jobs were for the New Yorkers that were here. We were looking at a deal that was not primarily putting the community first. And I think that we can absolutely come together to create an economic plan that actually invests in New Yorkers, in higher wages, and in a dignified life.
Mm-hmm. Of New Yorkers wanted the jobs to come to New York. They wanted those 25,000 jobs. And all those jobs were not just like working in the warehouse. They spoke of jobs where people would have salaries of up to $150,000. In 25 years, over a course of 25 years, New York would have had $27 billion in tax revenue. And she wants to mention the $3 billion incentive. AOC, that did not mean New York had $3 billion set aside for Amazon. It's incentives, tax write-offs, tax exemptions. So there again, you're thinking that there's this beautiful bank account with $3 billion in it with your name on it for the people of New York or the people of your district. That y'all could use that money for schools. How much of that money have you used? That, I mean, I would like an update on that. Okay? We've had long enough. How much money have you gotten put, have you worked towards putting into the schools in your districts? Show us a report. I mean, let's even say that the $3 billion incentive was this beautiful bank account that AOC was going to have access to that had $3 billion in it. What have you done with the $3 billion? Or how about the fact if Amazon would have made an agreement with you to only hire illegal immigrants for those 25,000 jobs? They wouldn't hire any American citizens. They would only hire illegal immigrants. I bet your outcome would have been different. You did not look out for the best interest of the people in your district. You got a taste of the spotlight as a freshman congresswoman, and you couldn't let go. You cannot justify why you shut that down. Now, there were two other representatives that sided with AOC on this. But AOC put herself in the spotlight. She had to be in front of that camera and talk about it. So, let's say that imaginary $3 billion is sitting in a bank account and you've got access to it. Do you have the best schools in the districts now? Are all the kids getting brand new books and laptops or tablets. No. You haven't done anything for the people in your district. And then you want to make a big stink about somebody running their mouth to you? Who cares if he's a representative? You haven't said anything hateful towards anybody else? Nobody else on the Hill says anything harsh to each other? Grow up. Do I agree with everything the man said? No. But you know what? You're in politics. You can't wear your heart on your sleeve. Toughen up and do your job. And when you speak, give accurate information. I don't like Cuomo, but at least he stood up and gave the truth. And instead of standing by you and making him look like a bigger idiot than he already is too. Violent crime is up in New York because police are walking off the job. Do I think policing is the answer to everything? No. But when the criminals outweigh the cops, you're going to see huge spikes in crime. It's like I said. You want to take away people's guns? The criminals are still going to get guns. Look at Mexico. They're having to fight cartels now. Because they outlawed guns. They banned guns. Do you think that the five cartels turned in their guns? No. They took over. Like I said, do I believe that we need more training for police officers? Yes. Does there need to be more discipline on police officers? Sure, they should be held accountable. They are not above the law. But I do not believe in defunding the police. And as AOC says, defunding the police would make America look like the suburbs. No, it won't. It will make us look like a war zone. I mean, just look at all the rioting that's been happening. City mayors, governors telling the police departments to stand down. Minneapolis looks like a war zone. Atlanta's getting out of control. Why? It's a simple answer. It's because the police are being told not to do their job. There's good cops and there's bad cops. And the bad cops need to be weeded out. Absolutely. When a cop crosses the line and commits a crime, he is no longer a cop. He is a criminal. He does not deserve to wear that badge. Police officers should be held to a higher standard in our communities. They are public servants. But you take them away, and the criminals are gonna go berserker. And we've already been seeing that in the cities where you're seeing rioting going on. You know, what was it called? The Chop in Seattle. They took over a police precinct, and the mayor said it's the summer of love, that the police had to stand down. And how long did that last? Not long. How long did it take for somebody to get raped? Someone got murdered. Someone got shot. It didn't last a month. And AOC says that defunding the police would make America look like the suburbs. I'm sorry that I'm doing another episode about her. And I know the show's called Sorry for Not Being Sorry, but I'm apologizing to you guys because it is torment for me to have to listen to her or read about her and hear what she says. Because it's like, well, you know, if we took the $3 billion that like was gonna go to show me what you've done with $3 billion since you've been a congresswoman. Because the $3 billion wasn't there. I'm going to have to look into statistics in her district. I'm really curious. I haven't done that because I've been distracted by her little spotlight moments. But I'm going to have to look into her district and get some statistics on how things are. Am I for anybody in the world coming to the United States and wanting to make a new life here? I'm all for that. But legally, do we need to look into our immigration laws? Sure. If we can make them better, we need to make them better. But as it stands right now, what the law is law. If I went to another country illegally right now, the odds are very high that I'm going to get imprisoned, could get shot depending on what country I went to. But in the United States, we're expected to open the borders and let anybody come in for whatever cause. Look, I know there's places that people want to escape from. There's horrible places around the world. I don't deny that. I don't argue it. But the point is I welcome you here if you do it legally. It may be a pain in the butt. It may be a long, drawn-out process. I don't know. I've never gone through it. But it's the law. It's our law. It is the law of the United States of America. And you're not coming in on a good note when you're breaking the law to be in our country. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it's a bunch of gangs and MS-13 and all this. I'm not getting into that. Plain and simple. If the laws can be bettered, then we need to look into that. But we have to have law and order. Otherwise, we have complete chaos. But if we went with the ideas that AOC wants to go with, number one, our borders would be shut down and everybody can just come on in, whoever wants to be here. And then we're going to defund the police. We're going to give everybody stimulus packages across the board, every single American. What was it? Kanye said for every American that has a baby gets $1 million. I mean, why not? Let's throw that in there. So we got no borders, no law. And government's going to give us money for nothing. Wouldn't last a month. America would be upside down. And the sad thing is, wait. We would also lose cattle ranching because of the Green New Deal. Cow flatulence. Got to get rid of that. So that's a bombshell onto the United States economy. You're talking about absolute chaos. Should we as Americans help people seeking asylum from horrible countries? Yes. I believe we should help people. But we have to have a system. Every other country has their ways. Nobody cares about that. You know, you can't just go anywhere you want and walk across a border. That's not how it works anywhere. But yet, America should just open the floodgates. There has to be a way to help people seeking asylum, and there has to be a legal process to do things. If we don't have these systems, then we're done. It's over. I mean, strip away the Constitution because it's not relevant to today. We don't need the Constitution anymore. You don't need your rights. This is exactly why we need our constitutional rights that the Founding Fathers created. For exactly what's going on today. Because I've said it over and over again, and I'm going to keep saying it. The Constitution is there to protect you from a tyrannical government. And when that Constitution is gone, so is everything you love about your country. It's game over. I mean, look at the control that has been going on with COVID-19. Look at the divide that it's created. We have a mask war going on. The people that believe the mask are working versus the people that don't believe the mask do anything. I mean, I stand on the side of I don't believe the mask really help any. But at the same time, if you want to walk around all day with a mask on, fine by me. But the government shouldn't have the capability of making any of us wear a mask. I'm absolutely against that. But look at that divide. Now we're getting racial divide fired up. Started with George Floyd. And I agree. The man was murdered by that piece of garbage that had a badge. And I hope him and the other officers involved in that get what they deserve. But the media feeds that propaganda and just keeps throwing fuel on the fire for everybody. And we play along. We continue to play along. All right, I'm going to stop there. All right, if you'd like to reach out to us, feel free to at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. We now have a Facebook page up. Please hit us up on Facebook. And we are now on iTunes, so please subscribe to our podcast and leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, until next time, I hope you all are well. See you later.